as Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray in the Lord's Prayer. On day one, we saw prayer as worship. On day two, we learned to pray as surrender. And here on day three, Peyton Jones is back again to teach us one more crucial aspect of prayer. That is spiritual warfare. Sometimes your prayer is a battleground. What does that mean? Let's listen together as Pastor Peyton guides us.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Day 3 of Bible Basics Explained on Prayer. I'm Peyton Jones from Through the Word, and I'll be your guide today as we unpack what the Bible says about prayer. Today, specifically, we'll be unpacking our third aspect of prayer in Jesus' prayer that he taught his disciples. But at this part, he teaches them to pray as warfare. Now, if Jesus had never taught us to pray like this, we may have read parts of the Old Testament and seen how prayer could sometimes seem like going to battle. We would have the story of Elijah the prophet, who prayed and prayed and prayed that rain would be withheld, and then that the floodgates would be opened again. In fact, there's a story about it, kind of like the showdown in an old western at high noon between Elijah, the prayer warrior, and the prophets of Baal. When Elijah went to war with them, he did it on his knees. In fact, James tells us we should look to Elijah as an example of somebody who prayed and never gave up the fight until the tide turned and the victory was won. Similarly, Daniel prayed in Babylon, and when Michael the archangel shows up to him after days and weeks, he says, "The second that prayer left your lips, Daniel, God mobilized his angels into action." But he also tells us that Satan mustered his forces in a battle to obstruct the response. Well, those are epic battles, and perhaps you get excited about the space battles in a Star Wars film, with lasers firing, explosions popping off screen, TIE fighters spinning into asteroids, Star Destroyers blasting X-Wings like swatting gnats out of the sky. But the battle that made Star Wars famous was the inward battle that Luke Skywalker faces as a Jedi, to give in to the temptation to hatred, anger, and fear, and do something that he would forever regret. And you see, that's the battle we can all relate to, which makes it all the more important to pray like Jesus told us every day, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Because that is our battle, like Luke Skywalker, and it happens every day. You see, Jesus meant this prayer to be fighting words. "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Now, those two phrases have been misunderstood for eons, but what do they mean? Well, perhaps it's easier to understand the second phrase, "deliver us from evil." Well, that's like calling in the big guns, calling in a bodyguard. You see, when Luke is before the Emperor and Vader, he's all alone, or so it seems. But at the last minute, as he seems to be hopelessly defeated and ready to die, his father rushes in and saves him. That's what this prayer is all about. "Deliver me from evil. Deliver me from sin. It's too strong for me. It'll kill me. Deliver me from its power. Free me from its grip. Break the stronghold it has set up in my life." Now that part we get. But the first part, let's back up. "Lead us not into temptation." What does that mean? Well, the Bible tells us God never tempts anyone, so it's not asking God to not tempt us, because he never does. Instead, this prayer, "Lead us not into temptation," is praying for our desires to change. It's a way of asking God, "God, help me to not want what I want." Maybe right now you're a hot-blooded young person in the pool of sexual sins, and it seems overwhelming to you. That's why Paul wrote Timothy, "Flee the evil lusts of youth." As you begin to follow the Lord, some of those desires will lessen. There are times, though, they will seem greater than ever. In fact, I've gotten my butt handed to me so many times in my knockdown, drag-out, bare-knuckled brawl with sin. But even that has been used to change my desires. It's our own desires, after all, that drag away and entice us, according to James. So the complete taking away of those desires is not going to happen. After all, if you're going to be married, those sexual desires are going to be one of the greatest gifts God ever gave you. So instead of eradicating them, God directs them. Don't worry about strong sexual desires. Instead, pray that God gives you a greater desire for Him.
And that does it for our Bible Basics Explained series on prayer. Many thanks to Peyton Jones for guiding us through the Lord's Prayer, and a beautiful prayer it is. I hope that you all enjoyed the journey as much as I did. Now, the Bible has a lot more to say about prayer, but don't forget, God already started the conversation. Now it's your turn to just respond in worship, in surrender, and in warfare. You can start by just reading the Lord's Prayer, but slow down and make sure that you mean it from your heart. And as you're slowing down and speaking from the heart, maybe add some words of your own, words of worship, words of surrender, and as needed, words of warfare for strength against temptation and deliverance from evil. Remember, God is with you, and the Spirit will guide you. So get started and keep learning. Read the Bible. It will have a lot more to say about prayer, so learn more as you go. Thanks for joining us on this journey. Can hardly wait to start the next one.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener-supported, so thanks for giving. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.